shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Shalom to all of you. My name is David Ortega. I am a licensed Messianic teacher, and I represent Love Israel. Beginning on March 26th on Thursday night at 7 p.m., we'll be meeting for Bible study at United Church of Sebastian, located at 1251 Sebastian Boulevard. Please come join us as we look into the Word of God from the Hebraic perspective. For more information, log on to www.unitedchurchofsebastian.org.
Saturday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Truth Church presents Bouncetacular. Huge Easter egg hunt, free bounce houses, free face painting, free prizes, and free food. Come hear the real story of Easter. Bring your Easter baskets and fill them with candy and prizes. It's all happening at Truth Church. Saturday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. For more information, go to mytruthchurch.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
But most of our behavior comes not by nature, it comes by nurture. It's how we're raised. It comes from the environment that we're being brought up in. It comes from the house that we live in, from the culture, from the society that we dwell in. It's a way of living. It's a way of growing up. You saw in your parents a way of acting while you were being raised. And you pick up the way they act and you bring that on board because it's the only way you know how to act. It's like learning a language. If you're born in a different culture, you hear your parents speak the language. How many know kids learn how to talk before they go to school? How many know they learn everything about you before they go to school? How you look on your face when you're upset. How you react when they do something. Am I helping anybody? Is everybody okay? A lot of times when we see things in our families, we see addiction, we see abuse, and we think in the back of our subconscious mind, well, I guess that's just the way it is. If daddy did it, then it must be okay for me to do it. The Bible calls that a generational curse or a generational sin. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and 5, it says, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." How many know what God is saying? Is that what happens in one generation can affect what happens in the next generation. The sins of the father can be passed down and visited to the children. Whether it's abandonment, whether it's abuse, whether it's addiction, violence, control issues, emotional issues, anger issues, idolatry, greed, pride, insecurity, promiscuity. Those things can be passed down, just to name a few. And they can begin to manifest in their life. What you have seen and what you have observed and grew up with and what you were around as a child and what you have inherited become a way of life for you. It gets ingrained into you. Now, does that mean that you're going to be responsible for your parents' sin? No. Generational sin does not mean that you have the guilt of the sin of your parents. If they sin, they stand before God on their own. I mean, everybody stands before God on their own today. You are individually held accountable for your sin. For instance, the children of Israel, they came up to the edge of the promised land. They sent 10 spies in. 2 came back with a good report. 10 came back with a bad report. 2 came back with a good report. And then they listened to the report, and all the adults in the camp said, "Well, let's take a vote," which, how do you know, that's a bad way to live life. On majority opinion. They took a vote, and the majority said, "We can't go." So they turned around, and they disobeyed God. And when they disobeyed God, God said, "Because you have disobeyed me, you're going to wander around the wilderness for another 40 years. Until that generation passed off." Now think about a kid that's 15 years old. He gets to the edge of the promised land. His parents disobey God. They go back into the wilderness, and he has to walk around in the wilderness for 40 years. That means he does not get to his promise until he's 55 years old. He experiences the consequence of their sin, but he did not carry the guilt of their sin. If a man cheats on his taxes or a man steals a bunch of money and he's sentenced to jail and he ends up going to jail for 5 or 10 years, how many know if he's got a 4-year-old son? His son didn't sin, but his son experiences the sin in his life. There's a consequence of that sin for the son. So we understand this morning that generational sin doesn't mean that you are guilty of your father's sin. And it also doesn't mean that it does mean that you have to live with the consequences of somebody else's sin sometimes. How many know there are victims to sin? You can be victimized by somebody else's indiscretion. It also means that you can practice that sin because you've learned how to practice it. You've found an easy way to do it. You've observed that sin in your life. You've observed it and you've seen it to be acceptable because those that were raising you up made it acceptable. And that sin can become very normal. We see this all the time, repeated constantly. Maybe many of you have seen it this morning. It just becomes normal. It's a normal way of life. People say, "Well, that's just how I am." You ever heard anybody say that? "That's just how I am." How many know this pattern? It runs through the Bible, all the way through the Chronicles, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, from one king of Israel to the next king of Israel to the next king of Israel. There's a pattern of sin that's passed down from generation to generation. And watch this. What parents typically dismiss and what they excuse in their life as a sin in moderation, when it gets to the next generation, it becomes a sin of excess. The little things that we compromise on, that we do well one or two times, and the next generation becomes all the time. In other words, what you could handle a little bit of, and you kind of knew how to deal with, by the time it gets to your kids, they're doing the same thing, but they're doing a whole lot of it, and they don't know how to handle it. And that's how sin begins to manifest. Just like Abraham and Isaac lied to save their own skin, here comes Jacob. He lies to get ahead. And Jacob's lie is a little bit deeper. It's a little bit crazier. And he lies to get rid of a problem. And all of a sudden, it becomes a snowball. And it becomes a way of life, a way of deception that he lives. But listen to me this morning. Generational sin is still sin, ladies and gentlemen. It's still sin. Exodus 20, verse 4. We just read it. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations. And watch this. Don't miss this. To those who hate me. Because how many of you know this morning, you see it happen from your parents, you watch what they do, you might have inherited some of their predispositions, some of their ways they look at things, but ultimately, if you make the same choice they make, it's no longer their sin that you bear the guilt of, it's your sin that you bear the guilt of. You have to take ownership of that sin. Whether you choose to repeat that sin or not, if you do it, you will bear the guilt of that sin. Even if your father hated and rebelled God, you can't say God made you do it if you hate and rebel God. Now, because of nature and because of nurture, you choose to rebel against God. You choose to walk away from God. God says those are the people that have no faith, and those are the people that hate me. Do you know when you don't have faith that God says that's just a way that you can hate him? It's a walking away from God. You ever watch Law and Order and them court TV shows? And they get in there before the judge and they testify. Well, that's just the way I am. That's the way I was raised. I was just raised that way. I couldn't help it. I didn't mean to do what I did when I did what I did. I was raised that way. It's how I am. And then we hear professors in all these big universities and these colleges. Well, if we could just change people's environment, then they would be much better. They'd live better. And they could look back, you know, and people look back and they say, well, it's just not my fault. Somebody, my mama, my daddy, I grew up this way. Listen to me, your propensity towards sin may not be your fault. It may not be. You can say you got it from daddy, but the guilt of your sin rests with you. And the choices for your actions and the choices for your behavior lie squarely at your own feet. In the kingdom of God, there is accountability and responsibility for your behavior. Ezekiel 18:4 says this, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. That's pretty heavy, ain't it? The soul who sins shall die. So generational sin means that your mom and dad have lived their lives a certain way, and you might have learned from them. And that certain way that you learn from them, it might just become normal for you because of the way you raised. But it is unacceptable and it is sinful behavior before God. And if you repeat that, you choose to do it. That means that you are held accountable for it and you stand guilty before God. That's the way sin works. And maybe you're living with that this morning. Maybe you got some stuff. I think some of us, you know, at different points in our life, we feel like the way we were raised lies on us and we can't change and we're trapped in a certain pattern of living. We're trapped with making the same bad choices all the time. We're trapped and always falling on the same thing and tripping over the same thing. Maybe you're beginning to realize this morning that maybe I'm doing a lot of things that I know ain't right. I keep making the same mistakes over and over. I've excused them all my life with this excuse. That's just the way that I am. That's just how it is. So the question is are you doomed to stay that way? Are you doomed to stay that way? Are your children and grandchildren destined for the same kind of dysfunction? I mean, you know, God wants to break dysfunction in our lives. He wants to break dysfunction in our families.
Hear me this morning. Generational sin can be broken. It can be broken over your life. Jacob is at a place in his life where now he's on the run from his brother. His brother's mad at him because he stole the birthright. He's running for his life. In Genesis 28, verse 10, it says, "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba, went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it under his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on earth, and its top reached heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.' Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.'" Watch this. I want everybody just to listen to this real closely. What did God ask Jacob to do? Nothing. Everybody say that with me. Nothing. God didn't ask him to do nothing.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, build a company.
Remember earlier when Jacob said, the way that your God has blessed you? He didn't have a relationship with God. He didn't know who God was. But in this moment on the run, God appears to him in a dream and he says to Jacob, "I'm the God of your father, Isaac and Abraham. And I made a promise to them and I'm going to keep this promise. And I'm making the same promise to you. And I'm going to give you this land and I'm going to make your descendants as numerous as the sand on the sea." It's a real promise. And watch this. Here's what God is asking Jacob to do. Just believe in who I am. Believe on me. Believe that I can do what I say that I can do. That's all you have to do, is believe that I am who I say that I am. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our encounter with God is a trust encounter. It's us having trust in Him. When God changes Jacob's life and he wakes up and he realizes God has come to me and he has a plan for my life, and he learns to say yes to the plan. He says, "Yes, I'm going to acknowledge this thing in my life." And ultimately, later on in the story, Jacob's name gets changed to Israel. God does an identity shift on him and changes his destiny by changing his name. It's an awesome thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, what happens to Jacob to change his life is what needs to happen with us to change our life. We need an identity shift if we're really going to have our DNA changed, if we're really going to be regened. If your family is messed up, if you got a lot of dysfunction, if you got disarray, if you argue and fight all the time, if you can't get peace in your house, if at night when you lay your head on the pillow and the person in the bed next to you, you have to turn your back to them because you can't stand the thought of sleeping next to them. Can I tell you, God wants to heal that in you today? He wants to fix that in you. You might have had a lot of heartache. You might have had a lot of heartbreak. You might have had all kinds of junk go on in your life and all kinds of things that come up out of your family tree. And what God says to us this morning is that your answer is not some self-help book. It's not you trying to do better. And it's not you making a commitment to each other or making a commitment to your kids. I'm going to be a good mother. I'm going to be a good father. That's not where the answer lies, with you gritting your teeth and doing it in your own determination. No, the answer lies with us, with you having an encounter with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only answer for dysfunction in family. True believers, true Christians. God didn't ask him to do anything. He didn't ask him. He simply says, trust the fact that I am who I say I am. Believe on me, and I will do what I say I'm going to do. That's what he's saying to us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. He's saying, I love you. I'm your Father in heaven, and I care for you. I love you with an everlasting love. I came in the form of man. I sent my son and put flesh on, and I gave my life to pay your debt of sin, to pay your penalty of sin, to make a way for you. I came to cancel this debt of sin so you're not held accountable for what's happened in your soul, whether you own it or whether it was passed down to you. You can be free from that. You can be free from not just the penalty of sin, but you can be free from the power of sin in your life. And how many know, whenever you believe that's true, listen, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. When you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ is true, the good news, the message, and you say, yeah, that's for me. I believe what Jesus Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago is for me. When you do that, all of a sudden, all your past, all your failure, every sin you ever commit, your past, your present, your future sin, it all gets washed under the blood of Jesus. He takes care of your sin condition. And he gives you this thing that's called a right standing with God. We call it the righteousness of God. It comes through having an identity in Jesus Christ. You get right with God, not because of what you do, but because of what he's done. And here's the best part. He comes to our life to break the cycle of generational curses in our life. And he does that by giving each and every one of us in this room a new father. A father that passes down a new inheritance. He makes you part of his family. I know we've been talking about how much influence your daddy and your mama have on your life, but listen, when you say yes to God, when you say, God, it's about you, God gives you a brand new father. He becomes your daddy. Jesus comes along and he says, hey, we're all part of the family. That means that if you're a believer in this room today, we all have the same father. And in his line, in his DNA, you are made perfect.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Saturday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Truth Church presents Bouncetacular. Huge Easter egg hunt, free bounce houses, free face painting, free prizes, and free food. Come hear the real story of Easter. Bring your Easter baskets and fill them with candy and prizes. It's all happening at Truth Church. Saturday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. For more information, go to mytruthchurch.com.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truth. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, there's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision. We have big dreams. And we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you.